The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Joining us for our weekly medical spot today is Catherine McNicholas, Director of Pharmacy Services at HealthWave. Many people argue that there should be access to free contraception for Irish women. Why would that be a good idea?
Contraception access is very important for women across the globe. 70% of women take contraception, but since 2011, pharmacists in Ireland have been providing the morning after pill or emergency contraception services. And since the referendum on abortion, it has been recommended that we implement free contraception for all Irish women across the board. It's something the government are looking at, but it has been rolled out possibly to 2021. So we decided today to launch free contraception for our members in HealthWave.
Okay, what does that mean, free contraception? What are you offering? Because it's not quite free, it's lower cost perhaps, is it?
Yeah, HealthWave is a different type of pharmacy to a regular pharmacy. We're membership-based, so you pay €25 per year to become a member, and that entitles you to better cost medicine, lower cost medicine, and free delivery nationwide, which means we provide better prices and better accessibility. We're always looking for ways to improve our membership offering. So with the call and the demand for free contraception in Ireland, we decided to launch this initiative.
So if you take up a membership, which you have to pay for, then mm-hmm. a woman can get how much free oral contraceptives?
12-month supply. Okay. So it's €25 per year and it entitles you to a year's supply.
Okay, but do you not need a prescription to get the oral contraceptive? And do you not also need to have undertaken a medical examination every 6 months or every year for a doctor to say that it is safe to continue or to take up the oral contraceptive?
Absolutely, Matt. So we'll be continuing as a regular, it's like a regular pharmacy. All oral contraception in Ireland are on prescription. So it's up to the individual patient then to provide us with their prescription. And once they do so, we will provide one of these six named oral contraceptives.
When you say named, they're generic brands, though, aren't they? Rather than perhaps.
I mean, yeah. Well, what I mean is we have confined it to a list of six to roll out to start with, and they're our most commonly dispensed oral contraceptive pills, and it will be the generic version of these that we will supply. But obviously, you have to furnish us with a prescription before we can do that.
Okay, and is this going to be put out to other types of prescriptions as well for people, say, if they have things like asthma or whatever stuff, that they can actually get their medications delivered to the door rather than going to a pharmacy?
That's something we're already doing. We are a pharmacy and we deal with every single type of prescription, from cholesterol or blood pressure, asthma, you name it. Once you become a member, as I said, it's similar to Amazon Prime. You know, you get access to the best prices and free delivery. So once you furnish us with the prescription, we can then do our consultations with you and deliver the prescription to you all over the country.
But what about the importance of actually having a relationship with your local pharmacist who can advise in relation to the use of a particular drug, a little bit more perhaps detailed knowledge than even the doctor was going to give in having written the prescription for you?
That still happens. As I said, we are very much a regular pharmacy. So we describe ourselves as a digital pharmacy. We use technology extensively and we have custom built our own technology really to manage all of that. And our customers can come into the store in Dundrum Town Centre, or they can communicate with us phone, email, text, WhatsApp, whatever method suits them best. And every single customer has all the necessary consultations with
the
pharmacist.
Going back to the contraception, some women do not opt for oral contraceptives. They opt for other alternative methods.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, can you get involved in supplying those particular products to them?
Absolutely. We can prescribe any contraceptive that has been prescribed for any individual, but the free ones are limited to this list of six. For us, it's about affordability at the moment, and that's what we looked at. What can we afford to supply to improve our members' benefit? So we're rolling out with these, but we will certainly continue to work with our suppliers. And if we can improve any of our conditions and pass on any further discounts and supply further types of contraception, we'll certainly be doing that.
Thank you very much, Catherine McNicholas from HealthWave.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.